Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with the T3 observations for May 11th, 2009. Today, I'm going to make a few comments on the chart, the PDF chart, which is the first, which is directly above the audio file link, and then I'm going to begin to address a request from Clay, who says, Terry, thank you for your reply. I think your admirers would like to have an update of your 2004 Supercycle T work and an update on the long cycle in gold. I think your work is valuable with regards. I'm going to make a few comments on the on his request, and later on in the summer I'll give an email address and you can make requests, and we'll kind of expand into some questions and so forth. As we start out at this time, I'm going to just make some references to some topics that are in the files, in the archives, and I'll base my present comments, just the audio comments, on that. You can take a look at some of those if you want to. Now, let's first take a look at the PDF file, which has been posted as of last Friday. You can see that the S&P, which is in red, which has risen up to the small channel top line, and up to the red marker for the upper envelope, reached its objective. Was middle of last week. It fell down on Thursday, came back on Friday, and appears today to be headed down again. That's probably the price T, which I discussed last week. You remember that you go back to the early January peak. You come to the measure the amount of time to the early March low and project an equal time in the future, you'll come out to be about Wednesday of last week. And so there's going to be some sort of a correction or consolidation period here before the market turns up and goes to the oscillator projection of a peak in the end of this month, early June. And that's based on the fact that the cash buildup phase in the oscillator, the green line, is 3 months. And you take 3 months now, and you go from the March low, and you end up with at the end of this month, early next month. The bane of all of these projections is that when you use the oscillator, you get a better representation of where the trend is going. That is, it actually is going up to the end of the month. But you lose some of the precision that you would get off the hourly chart of the S&P or the Dow Jones Industrial Average is doing this other top that came out for the middle of last week. I'm working on some projects where I think the advanced decline line is probably the better way to make the projections. You may remember that we had a collapsing T back in the bear market and projected a peak on 2 January. That was done in the advanced decline line, and I think that the advanced decline line or the advanced decline ratio is probably the better way to go. So I'm a lot of the research projects are trying to set up programs to take a look at that. Maybe we'll make some better refinements on this projected peak. I assume that the market might come down to the lower limit of the small channel here, which you can see it's the two parallel blue lines there. But I don't really worry about it too much because we have an intermediate T, which suggests that the actually it states that the rally from the early March low will last until early May of next year. Those are the most reliable T forecasts because they are done in the advanced decline line, and for that reason, the wiggles are going to be important as you go through them. But at the end, what you're going to do is you're going to get the rally. I'd also mention that just to be on the safe side, because this could be a bear market rally, I had previously posted a set of T's in the China Fund, which shows that the double bottom where you would set a T could be in the November time period, basically because China was it's the high growth obvious thing to own, and because it's stronger and people bought it earlier, they set the double bottom up earlier, which means the T is going to have a shorter time span, and that comes out near the end of the year. So I would say that the profitability of this rally as we go forward is basically into the latter part of the current year, and that business about the technically constructed which is correct, going into early May, is part of a topping formation. So you have to be careful that, and one of the things that ties me up in times, you have to be careful about all of this stuff because it's probably some sort of a gigantic bear market rally, which is going to run into the 40-year cycle, which Clay has commented on having a request, and we'll deal with that issue later. Excuse me, but I think that the main conclusion that I would just present here is that I think everything is okay until the end of this year, and within certain bull market limits, it'll play out okay. That brings us to the second new feature in this chart, which is the next bull T, which is in black. It has a black crossbar at the top. It has a black center post, and you'll see a new green cash BU for next T. That's means cash buildup for the next T, and that starts from the oscillator peak, which we saw in early March, mid-March, I guess it is. And by the construction technology of T's, the only requirement is that the center post of this new bull T must be located in a time span, in a time at a time, which is after the projected peak for the current T. So if we make the current T projects it as late as it could be, would be early June, then a couple weeks later, you could make a new T, and that T is consistent, a new bull T is consistent with an advanced decline, a long-term advanced decline T, giving the further upside projection. I would point out that new T is also the one that all the public is going to jump onto. So there's plenty of potential for a further participation, perhaps dramatic, this summer once this new T gets set up. You don't want to jump too far ahead because we have to see this correction right now and then they come up and see what it looks like and so forth, make sure that's consistent with a bullish trend. But that's really where the big opportunity is. So if you're looking to buy something, it wouldn't fool around too much in here, but that new T is always the best place to go. Okay, so that pretty much winds up what I had to say on the PDF file for the current update. And, of course, we will, in another week, we'll have another chance to take a look at this correction process, and then maybe we can get into the small channel details, but there isn't much to do right now. Okay, now let's go on to the, I think I'll probably, this week, we'll just work on the gold T issue. As you know, and as recorded in the archives, the bear market for gold started with a blow-off in the 1980 time period, and there was a cash buildup period on the left side of a T into the year 2000, and that's about 20 years. And then when gold came on, it formed a T with a time projection which would be 20 years into the year 2020. I haven't talked about the gold T for a while because there's a conflict. First of all, gold did very well in the first five, 6 years. It went from roughly 200 to 1,000, and then it started a correction period. And there's nothing wrong with that because every time you have a five-fold increase from the center post of the T, it's very likely that in the middle of the right arm of the T, you go into a correction phase. And then after that consolidation period, then you come up to the end point of the T, which would be 2020, in another strong rally phase. That's the elementary format of T's, a strong center post rally, consolidation or correction, and then you come up into the end of the T. But none of this stuff is completely trustworthy through history, so you don't want to read too much into that. So I haven't talked about the gold because the 40-year cycle, which we go through on the charts, which is the 200-year chart and so forth, definitely would conclude that we're in a deflationary problem area, not an inflationary problem. And so gold is generally considered to be an inflation hedge. And then the question is, if you're going into a deflationary argument, then why shouldn't you be buying the gold? Well, I think that the people that are very enthusiastic about gold are really looking at the government spending as a source of inflation. But when you look at the 200-year trend, what's happening is everybody's going into bankruptcy. You know, looking for the 40-year cycle. Now, I'll just comment on the 40-year cycle. The 40-year cycle is obvious in the oscillators, but it kind of moves around in funny ways, and you have to say, and none of the stuff comes out exactly right, but you have to do it by decades. You'd say that the two decades from 1980 to 2000, which is 20 years, which is half of the 40-year cycle, it's the up half of the 40-year cycle, is a great growth period, and then you tag on the rest of the 40-year cycle as two decades, starting from 2000 to 2020, as a negative area. And if you want to look at the patterns, you would say it's more likely to be negative because it's deflationary than it's negative because it's inflationary. And the fact that you got the 20 years is of bad news coming in down here is the reason that you believe that the current advanced decline T that comes from the double bottom of the advanced decline line in November and early March and goes up into the early part of next year is a bear market rally. Any rally that you have after the year 2000 is, in fact, a bear market rally. You might not think so when you're coming out of the late 2002, early 2003 bottom, because that looked like a bull market, but it never really was. It's really a part of a double top or the rolling over of the 40-year cycle, so that you, by the time you get to the end of the projection, which the advanced decline T said was like September of 2007, you had a liability in that you're going to go into the down phase of the cycle. One of the things that I did want to point out here while I'm going through this argument is that very often, when you are going through these T's that give you these projected top dates, and we also had a projected top date from an S&P T for the year 2000, you very often see what the problem is just as you get into the top period. For example, the 2000 top is a momentum peak in the 200-year oscillator, which is comparable in its overboughtness to the 1929 period. You can see that in the charts. And if you look at the speculation that was going on in the tech sector, you can see that there's a plausibility to it because there was a problem. If you go to the advanced decline T's rise up into 07, even before you went off that October 07 peak, there was a problem with Bear Stearns, which started to look a little fishy. Well, after you went over it, you found out that none of the brokerage firms were solvent. So you get a little bit of a clue that what the problem is. In this current advanced decline T, you can kind of go to school on what's happening as we go up and we get close to that early May top. It is very likely that from the end of this year, as we go into the early part of the new year to complete that T, something is going to show up as a problem, and that problem could be a clue as to what it's going to happen afterwards when you come down, and it will help to settle the question of when you're referencing gold, is the problem deflationary, in which I'm not sure that gold is the right answer, or is inflation rearing its head, or maybe just the economy is not going up. They spend all this money and they're getting a bounce in the stock market, but it turns out the economy doesn't really want to grow. In that case, you're going to go into maybe this recession never really ends. It just go into another recession, or it ends, and then you get another one right following it. And then you have more information to go on. But I would just point out that if you want to ask the question about the future of looking into that 40-year cycle to the year 2020, then you have to say, we can't really say right now because we have this bullish picture. But as the bullish picture begins to play itself out and problems start to surface, those problems that you see in latter this part of this year or early next year will probably point the break. So I just preface my statements as my opinion here is that you'll know a lot more when you get there. Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that if the 40-year cycle says there's a terrible a period from 2000 to 2020, well, the gold is pushing up to the year 2020. So you keep thinking that what's bad for the bad news that we get for the 20 years downside must be good for the upside going into that same date, because that there's a coincidence factor, and it can't be coincidental completely in my own mind. The problem that I have right now is that you could be in a correction, and the correction possibilities are rather interesting. I did a study based on an observation from my friend Bob Parry that all bull markets have 50% corrections in them, and it is possible that the upside fivefold increase in gold is going to give a correction here at some point, and then it's going to turn up into the year 2020. I'll get some of those files ready in a later update, and I'll go to it in more detail. The thing that if you watch the gold right now, and you're kind of talking about what's going on in this time period, if you look at what's doing well in this rally, you'll see that commodities like copper are very good. And if you look at gold, you'll see gold is coming up. And there's a suggestion here that the reason that the gold is rallying is just that you're getting a rally in commodities, which is based on the expectation of a recovery, and it's not really tied to the fact that you're just spending all this money and you're going to create too much credit, and the credit's going to eventually turn itself into a deflation, I mean into inflation, and therefore the inflationary argument is good for gold. I wouldn't buy that argument at all, because when you went into this last decline phase, this last bear market that we went through, which was clearly deflationary, gold came down. So I don't think there's any inherent correlation with an inflationary expectation with the gold, and it more likely is to be in commodities. But that can change. You know, 2020 is a long time away, and there's not a lot to be said. So I think if you go to the end of the year and take a look there, we'll be able to get a little bit more into that. If you happen to own gold, which is I assume why the question was asked, I guess you just hope you're in a commodity bull market along with this regular one and take it up. But if you bought it for a different reason, just enjoy the ride, and that's about all you can say on that one until we get more information. I have developed a theory on how to use bonds to do it, because bonds are basically a way to do that is to profit from a deflationary environment. And I use that in a program, which I can't talk about here because the ladies that run my company don't want me to talk about that. But it's the conclusion I would have is that somewhere between now and 2002, there's going to be a good place to buy gold if you don't own it. But I don't think that the reasons are clear right here, and we'll leave that for now. Okay, that's it for this week, and I'll try to have some more interesting comments when we get to the next update on the 1 week from now. Thank you. Bye-bye.